Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Mauri Nimi Maraz, Yishin Yichyu, Swiss Moshe Rebbe Pashadina, Brian Sar Moshe Mordechai, Chaya Chana Basar Nadel, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Penachdov Ben Lipsha, and Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora, and Chaya Chabe Fege, Bas Michai Disbasio. We're continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Ne'amanus HaRofim, the believability, the trustability, how trustworthy doctors are. And found a wonderful article by Hagaon Moshe Mordechai Feierstein, one of the G'dolei Rabbanim in the world, in Eretz Yisrael and in the world, Rashi of Chevron. He wrote an article about this in the Moriah Torah Journal, Moriah Torah Journal, recently, so long ago. So that's what the shiur is based upon. The first makor for the Ne'amanus HaRofe, for trusting doctors, in a halachic matter, is in the Mishnah and Yuma. Cholam achilin osap hibikim achol an yom kippur. You feed him based on the testimony of experts. V'mein shem bikim achilin osap hi atzma. If there are no experts there, meaning expert medical experts, then you feed him based on his own testimony, his own request. So l'chor, we see in the Mishnah that there's ne'amanus for the doctor. Because you're ma'achil l'chole based on the doctor. However, the truth is, from this halacha, that you rely on a doctor's assessment of this sick person that he needs to eat, there's really no raya that you can trust doctors. All there's a raya, or the only raya we have, is that a doctor can make a suffix. Now yes, a doctor makes a suffix. Should we feed this person? And suffix bikuach nefesh, so that's enough to trust the doctor. But not that we absolutely believe them, not that they have ne'amanut mukhletet. We find this was written in the Gedolei Achronim. We find the Halakha Chasam Sofer in Chelek Yeridaya, in Chelek Eben Ezer, excuse me, fourth volume, Simon Samach Aleph. He discusses whether you can force a husband to divorce his wife based on a medical opinion. And he writes, you can't compare it to Yom Kippur and Chol Shabbos, that your Mechal Shabbos and your feed of Chol on Yom Kippur, al Pikuach Nefesh, because there it's a suffix Pikuach Nefesh, it's a chashash. So to save a life, Pikuach Nefesh, yes, but to force a husband to divorce his wife based on a medical opinion, that no, says the Chatzim Sofer. So too in the Panim Me'irois, in the first volume, Chelek and Simon Yud Beis, he discusses whether you can be samech on a doctor to be matir and nida, and he writes to Lei Matzino b'shum mokoim lismoich adivrei roife b'isul toiva, ela be'inan pikuach nefesh lahachil al piv b'yom kippur olachal Shabbos mishum da'avtein obarulan k'divrei aroife mikol mokom lo yel esofik v'sofik pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos. So he says you can't be semich and divrei rofim and be surei Torah, just being in pikuach nefesh, to feed a chole on Yom Kippur, Chal Shabbos. There you can rely on a doctor, but not to be matir a surei Torah, just suffic pikuach nefesh. Ube'emes, divrei achronim pshutim, v'chei mevoar gam b'sugya sham, v'daf pei gimel amud aleph, so if Rov Roifim say he shouldn't eat, and Miyut say that he should, you feed him. So it's Pashut that the Miyut are not believed Midin Vadai. that only believe them, they just make a suffik pikuach nefesh. So based on their assessment, you can feed the person. But again, that doesn't create a matzav where you're sure. And we also find in the Gemara that cholam achilin asal pi bikiyim, that a sick person is fed based on the experts. Amar of Yanai, cholam amar tzarich, v'rofei amar eino tzarich, shaymin lacholam. My timer, Lev Yodea Maris Nafshe. Pshite Mao de same Rofe Kim Le Tve Kamash Malan. It says in the Gemara that a chola is fed based on the experts. And Rabbi Yanai says that if the chola says he needs to eat, and the doctor says he doesn't need to eat, you listen to the chola. Because Lev Yodea Maris Nafshe. Because the heart knows it's tsar. As the Gemara Pshita. Of course the heart knows it's tsar. It's bitterness. So you might think, says the Gemara, that the doctors know better. So Kamash Malan, no, that the person knows better. And therefore if he says he has to eat, he eats against the doctors. So the Chora, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, in the Havamina, that when the doctor says, Eino Tzarech, you obligate him to fast on Yom Kippur. And the doctor will be Ne'aman Midin Vadai to say that he's not in danger. And in Pashtus Divrei HaGemara, in the Maskana, the Gemara retracts from this assumption that Roifei Kim Le Tfei, it's telling us, Kamash Malan, Shehargashas HaChoyle Be'atzma, Lev Yoidei Amaras Nafshoi, is a difa, is preferable than the believability of the doctor. Lev Yoidei Amaras Nafshoi is a difa mine Amanas HaRoifei. Or at least it's equal to create a suffix, and therefore we allow him to eat. But even the maskana, the Gemara remains with the Havamina, that if the namonis of the doctor would be better, so then it would be machriya midin vadai. And then he would have to fast on Yom Kippur. So it's only because the Rofei is in Kim Le Tfei. The Rofei doesn't know better than the Chole. So the Chole beats out the Rofei. But if it be the doctor alone, and it seems from the Gemara that if it's the doctor alone, then you trust the doctor 100%. So you see that there is believability to the doctors. Because 100% he has to eat. And Yom Kippur, if not for the Chole. And here we're not talking about, well, here we're talking about fasting, not eating, fasting. Had it not been for the fact that the Chole, we believe the Chole more, then we would go with the doctor and we'd have him fast. So if there's no chole, who knows better than the doctor? If it's just the doctor alone, then we can follow the doctor, even midin vada, even to fast. So you see how strong doctors are. That you would follow the doctor to fast midin vada. That's what it seems like. The Gemara only retracts the havamina rofe kim lan tfei. You might think the doctor knows better than the chayla, and the doctor says to eat, and the chayla says, the doctor says, you should fast. And the chayla says, no, 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 I don't have to fast. I have to eat. So we believe the chayla more, but if not for that, we go with the doctor. So you see that we trust the doctor, if midin vadai, to fast, not just to not fast, to make a suffix, and the suffix before nefesh, not fast. No, the suffix is going to fast. And it might not even be misafik, mivadai. We don't know. We ask the doctor says fast, he has to fast. So we can really be doche this raya, and we can say that maybe the Gemara remains with the assumption that Rofe Kimlan Tfei. Maybe even after the Kamash Malan, doctor knows better. And you still don't listen to him. Why? Because even though the doctor knows better, doctors just make a suffix. Doctors don't make a vaday. Since doctors only make a suffix, you follow the chola. So we wanted to say pshat that doctors make a vaday. Because the Gemara and the Maskana only change the Rofe Kimlan Tfei. Doctor doesn't know better than the patient. But if it's the doctor alone, he can make a vadai. No. The doctor alone only makes a suffix. And Hitaka knows better. Even the Maskana, the doctor does know better than the Chola. But still, since he can only make a suffix, the suffix the Chola can eat, because he makes a suffix that the Chola should fast. But the Chola says he has to eat. So the suffix the Chola eats. So that means doctors don't make a vade, doctors only make a suffix. We can explain otherwise, that even from the Havimina, there's no raya for our case. Why is that? So we can explain that the Havimina, that we should be samech on the doctor who says, ain sarich, to be mechayiv him, to fast. Right, we have a havamina. Doctor says, don't eat. So we're going to be mechayiv him to fast. So if that's true, in the havamina, the choles, I need to eat, isn't even a suffix. Maybe the choles, I need to eat, isn't even a suffix. And shalom b'makom suffix. You don't need any special ne'amanus of a doctor here. It could be that in the havamina, what the chola says is garnished. And that's why you have to fast. Kamash malah, no, what the chola doesn't say is the kamash of the Gemara is, lev yodei amaris nafshoi. When he says tsarich, that's what creates a suffix bias. So now we talk about a suffix. But as far as the doctor never makes a vada. Just the chayla, and the havamina, what the chayla said is nothing. And therefore, there's no reason for him not to fast. The doctor says he has to fast, but not because of the doctor. B'chlal. So the chayla says is nothing, so then, of course, he has to fast. And kamash malan, no, he creates a suffix. So according to this, doctors don't make a matzav of vaday. According to these two latter havanas, in the Gemara, doctors don't make a vaday. First way we wanted to say, maybe the doctors make a vaday, just not against the patient. The patient is stronger than the doctor. But in the absence of a patient, then the doctor makes a vaday. And that's why we follow the patient. But if not for the... Not for him, we would follow the doctor B'Torah's Vada. And we're saying, no. We don't follow the Torah. All the doctor does is the Gemara remains with the Maskana that the doctor really knows better. The doctor knows better. But all the doctor knows better is to create a suffix that he should fast. And the Chola is creating a suffix that he should eat, so he merely eats. Or we say no, that originally in the Havamina, the Gemara is holding that the Chola doesn't know anything. And that's why you follow the doctor, because there's no reason for him not to fast. Kamash Malan, no, he does create a suffix. However, Yesh Lahir Al Kach Me'amshech Divrei Gemara. Ma Katuv Me'amshech Divrei Gemara. Katuv She Rofe Omer Tzarich V'Chole Omer Eino Tzarich. The doctor says that he needs to eat, and the Chole says that he doesn't need to eat. Rofe Omer Tzarich Chole Omer Eino Tzarich. You listen to the doctor, says he has to eat. My time. Why is that? Tunva hu denokitle. Tunva hu denokitle. In other words, we assume that he went a little bit crazy because of his sickness. And memela, he's saying, I don't have to eat. So the Choras Mefurish here in the Gemara, that if not for this far of tunva hu denokitle, we would listen to the Chole, who says that he doesn't need to eat, and he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat, he would fast. Now for the svar of Tunvu Denakitle, he'd fast. Why is that? Because apparently Levi Yodei Amar is Nafsha. Otherwise, why should we listen to the Chole? It should be a suffik. It's like if we have a suffik between two doctors, we eat suffik Koch Nefesh. Here also she eats suffik Koch Nefesh. So why doesn't he eat suffik Bikoch Nefesh? Not for Tunva Nakatle. The answer is because Leiba De Amaris Nafshay. So if so, it's Mefurish in the Gemara that the Toikef of the Svara of Leiv Yodei Amaris Nafshay is Ne'amanus Vadois. Sharekana Roife Amatzar, here the Rofe is saying he has to eat. And if not for the Svara of Tunva the Nakatle, we would say that we'd listen to the Chole and he wouldn't eat. Why? Because what the Chole says is a Vadai. In Memela, it's not even Safek Nefashis. So we wanted to say in the second Mahalach before was that in the Havamina, the Chole isn't even a Safek. What the Chole says is even a Safek when he says he needs to eat. And then in the Maskana, now it's a suffix. Because of this Levi Yodei Amaris Nafsha, we have a suffix that maybe he has to eat. But now we see that it doesn't seem like it's a suffix. It seems like it's a vadai. This Levi Yodei Amaris Nafsha creates a svara vadai. Because if not for tunvu denakitle, what would we say? We would say that he would fast. When he says he doesn't have to eat, he would fast against the doctor. Why is that? Because he's a Vadai. And the doctor is only a Suffolk. In the Tshuvas of the Chadbaz, in Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Vav, Elef Kuf Lamit Ches, he writes that not only legabe hatzarech ba'achila b'yom kippur, kishi yesh vikuach bein roife l'choyle. We say lev yodei amaras nafshoy, and you follow the choyle. Elagam, kishi yesh nidon legabe hatufa. Let's say not only the Gabe Achila B'Yom Kippur, when there's an argument, we say Lev Yodei Amaris Nafsha, we follow the Chole. But even when there's a discussion with regard to a certain medicine, if it is effective for a Chole, and this medicine is forbidden foods, and it's not usually used for this machala, if the Chole says that this medicine is good for me, you listen, because of Lev Yodei. Even though the doctor says that it's not going to be effective, you listen to the Chole, it's Levi Yodei. However, the Radbaz writes, there's a distinction between eating and medicine. Haklal ha'olam edivrei ele, says the Radbaz, the time of the Levi de'amar is nafsha shaykh bein ba'achila, bein b'tshufa. The reason of Levi de'amar is nafsha that a person knows his own anguish is shaykh sai by eating and sai by medicine. Ela, omer Radbaz, yesh chiluk. She'im amar tzarich ani le'echol, afilu she'amar harofei she'amar chal yazikehu, shom'im la'choleh, the lev yodea marat nafsho. So you listen to the chayla. If the chayla says, I have to eat, even if the doctor says that the food is going to harm him, you listen to the chayla because lev yodea marat nafsho. Ave mamar tzarechani, there were four planes. Roifi amar sha'isa trufi yazikeyu. Shayman la roifi mishun sakanas ha'chayla. If he says, I need this medicine, and the doctor says that this medicine is going to harm you, we listen to the doctor because of the sakana of the chayla. Va'afilu b'chol, and even on a weekday. Avali mamar al-chayla tzarech ani l'rafua plainis. V'roife yoymer einot tzarech ala. Avaloya zikeo shom and l'chol dev deru sarsh nafso. If a chayla says, I need this medicine, the doctor says, it won't damage you, it won't harm you. So then you listen to the chayla, because leiva de'amar snafsha. So again, when he says, I have to eat, and the doctor says the food's going to harm you, listen to the chayla because lev yodea maris nafsho. But if he says, I need a certain medicine, and the doctor says that medicine is going to hurt you, then we listen to the doctor, mishum sakanas ha'chayla. That's in the scene, food and medicine. But if the chayla says, I need this medicine, and the doctor says, you don't need it, and it's usher medicine, but the doctor says, you don't need it, you listen to the chayla. But it won't harm you, listen to the chayla because lev yodea maris nafsho. And this brought in the Magen Avraham Shin Chav Ches. So what's the reason for this chiluk between food and medicine? And when it comes to food, if the doctor says it's going to harm you, listen to the chayla. And when it comes to medicine, if the doctor says it's going to harm you, listen to the doctor. So based on what we explain, it would appear that in Lev Yodea Moras Nafsho, Hitchadshu Shnei Dvarim. There are two chidushim in Lev Yodea Moras Nafsho. Number one, that a chayla feels his needs. And in this, it's definite that his ne'amonos is ne'amonos gemura. And not only enough to create a suffix, like we learned Pshat Nigamara before, that you see it creates a ne'amonos vaday. Roifei amar tzarech v'chayla amar eino tzarech shomim l'roifei, only because tun v'udanakitli. Otherwise, you listen to the chayla to fast in Yom Kippur, even though the rofe makes a suffix, but the chayla makes a vada. Another chiddush in Tunvu, and another chiddush in Lev Yodea Maras Nafshay, and this we see at the beginning of the sugya, is that the amira of a chayla, le'olam yichola, לעורר לנו ספק בדינוי כסופק נפשס להוקם. He's in the Havamina, he creates a ספק, and the doctor creates a ספק, and we just thought we'd follow the doctor because the doctor is Kim Lanfei. But still, a chayla can al kopanim create a suffix. So we have two things. We have ne'amonos gemura, as we explained the Gemara l'maskana, not for tumva d'nakitle. We would have him fast. You know, the doctor says that he shouldn't fast. And also, the amir of the chola could be ma'ir safek. Just maybe the doctor is stronger as we had in the Havamina, but it's at least ma'ir safek. And then afkamina would be that a chola's naman midin vada is only in matters that he feels a need. In other words, he feels a need to eat or not to eat. There is naman midin vaday. That's when it comes to eating. He feels like he needs to eat. He's naman midin vaday. But with respect to a medicine, b'zeh halev yodeh mashmauto she'amira shel chole be'atzmo. When it comes to a medicine, the lev yodeya is that he's ma'ir v'safek. In other words, this is not that he feels like he needs it. He thinks that it's going to help him. It's not like food that you think you're going to need it. So that's the chiluk that the Radbaz writes between food and medicine. If you talk about food, he's naman midin vaden, therefore your machil, the doctor says it's going to harm him, the food. But he says it won't. And he feels a need to eat. So like we saw in Maskanas HaGemara, there's a din ne'amanus vaday. The chayla beats the doctor. So he says he feels like he needs to eat. So he beats the doctor. His lev yodeh maras nafsho beats the doctor. And he can eat. That's when it comes to food. That's when he feels a need to eat food. So you give him the food. Even though the doctor says it's going to harm him. When it comes to medicine, so there's no vaday. Medicine is, do you know if it works? And so here, it's only ma'ir v'safek. But the doctor says it's going to harm him. So memela, since it's only ma'ir v'safek that he needs it, and the doctor is going to harm him, you don't give it to him. So that would be the pesher achiluk in the Radbaz. So, of course, we still have a velt of a Torah to talk about, sweet friends. And this was great already. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue this shir. And we will see more and more neflos mitaretz Hashem. I'm very excited to continue because it's super gishmak, this Torah. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Please stay tuned for the next segment.